love and make the radio play.
Turn it up.
The night begins.
Smallsy
surgery.
I feel it.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
It's Taylor Swift.
Smallsy surgery on Nova.
Oh, how fun are you?
Smallsy by name, but definitely not by nature.
This is Naomi. Slavia Smallsy.
This is Selena Gomez.
You're listening to Smallsy on Nova,
Australia's number one.
Smallsy surgery.
Now. Let's go. Monday night, 7 o'clock. Got me all like, who wants to see Ed Sheeran in Nova's Red Room at the world-famous Sydney Opera House?
I do.
You don't get to go. But everyone listening tonight on the show, you have a chance to be there. Get calling right now, 13 24 10. We're going to open the request lines right now. Up for grabs. If you request a song tonight, we can give away the Sunny Life Blow Up Swans or the Cact Water. For Australia Day, you want to blow up watermelon, just cruise around at the beach or a pool. Got that to give away. Also, this guy is going to be on the show tonight.
Darling, just hold me.
Steve Aoki got a banging tune with Louis Tomlinson. He's going to be calling through from China. 7:45, he's on. Also, a whole bunch of brand spanking new tunes from the Chainsmokers. Panow in just a second. Let's start with Ed Sheeran. Tonight, you can see him live at the Opera House in the Red Room. This is Shape of You.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers.
Alessia Cara. Scars to your beautiful. We are off and running for a Monday night. The Surge is on. Open for business. Request lines. Call 13 24 10 right now. Want to see Ed Sheeran live in Nova's Red Room. Sydney, world famous Sydney Opera House. Flights, accommodation, all included. 7:35. The full details on how you can win. Plus, let me just tell you right now, if you can't hang around at 7:35, Uncle Smallsy here got a little surprise for you. Go to my Instagram right now. Search for me, Smallsy, S-M-A-L-L-Z-Y. Follow me, because if you're not following, why ain't tapping that? Follow me on the gram. A little something-something for invites to see Ed Sheeran at the Opera House early. Coming up, Liam Hemsworth has thrown himself a birthday party with a marijuana theme. That's interesting. Details coming up right now. Brand spanking new music from the Chainsmokers came out Friday, called Paris. On air for you now at Nova.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your Paris.
It's up for Song of the Year at the Brit Awards. Who else got nominated for some Brits today? Stand by, I'm going to tell you in just a second. But the request lines are open for a Monday night, 13, 24, 10. Get calling right now. You can win, you know, the Sunny Life blow-up pool beach toys? We've got the watermelon, the flamingo. We've even got the pineapple and the sold-out everywhere cactus people. Request a song right now. You can win. Steve Aoki going to be on the show. He's got the new track with Louis Tomlinson. That's in 15 minutes right now. Let's do this.
Celebrity gossip.
Please welcome Johnny Depp.
Amber Heard.
First up tonight, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. The divorce is now officially finalized. An LA judge has handed over a ruling late Friday afternoon. And here's how it all washes out. Amber is walking away with $7 million. And the dogs. Remember Pistol and Boo that they illegally brought into Australia? Well, Barnaby Joyce never got to put them down. They're alive and kicking, and she has full custody of the animals.
What up? This is Miley Cyrus.
I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently it's all the rage now to have a pot party. So Liam Hemsworth turned the big 27 over the weekend, and Miley Cyrus threw him a joint birthday bash. Apparently it was her little sister Noah's birthday as well, so together they celebrated with marijuana. So not only did guests go and have the chance to smoke at the marijuana bar, but you got a gift bag as well that included giant pizzas and tattoos. Turns out Snoop Dogg finances the whole thing, and you can book it right now.
Welcome to the Brits.
And just a quick one for you. The Brit Award nominations are out for 2017. Michael Bublé is set to be the host. The venue, the O2 in London, as per usual, and the Little Mix Girls are leading. Three nominations, including Best Group, and they are also set to fight it out with Coldplay, James Arthur, Clean Bandit, and Callum Scott for the coveted British Single of the Year. You know what you can fight it out for? Your invite to Ed Sheeran at the world-famous Sydney Opera House. Stand by, three songs until I'll tell you how to win. Right now in stereo, Girlfriend on the air for your Monday. This is Nova.
It's my birthday. You know,
Bruno, 24 Karat Magic. Monday night, Smallsy Surgery. That's me, people. The surge is on. Request lines are open. 13, 24, 10. What do you want to hear tonight? Call up. We're giving away the Sunny Life blow-up pool / beach. So Australia Day public holiday is coming up. Yeah. The weekend is going to be amazing. The sun is shining. Do you want to be lying around working on your tan on a blow-up cactus, pineapple or watermelon? You choose. Plus Sunny Life beach towels as well. 13, 24, 10 if you want to win that call right now. On my Instagram, hello Jacinta, Ben, hello Mel. On my Instagram, I'm giving away Ed Sheeran invites to see him play live in Nova's Red Room at the Opera House. My Instagram. Well, you go there or call up while we talk to this guy.
Hey, this is Steve Aoki and you're listening to Smallsy on Nova.
Darling, just hold on.
Oh, it's just bloody Steve Aoki. New tune out with Louis Tomlinson. Now, I know you're in China. Whereabouts?
I'm in Chongqing, China.
Okay.
Wherever that is.
You're there, not me. I don't know. Are they sick for Steve Aoki in Chongqing, China? Do they love you there?
You know, we just got here. We just sat down at this restaurant, about to order some Peking duck. You know, got to do the Chinese food thing out here. So, it's like hitting some new territory.
I want to say congrats on the new song, Just Hold On. You know it's going gangbusters here in Australia, right?
Yeah, no, I'm seeing it. I've been seeing reports from what's happening over there. This is incredible for me. I've been trying to break a single down there for a while since Warp.
Yeah.
Warp was like the last record that actually got some traction down there. And, you know, you just never know what song is going to really connect. But it's amazing to hear what's happening and to see it connecting with, you know, all the amazing people down there. So, yeah, that's exciting stuff.
So you collaborated with Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. So you and he wrote the lyrics together. You did the production. Did anybody warn you before doing a musical collaboration with just how hardcore his fan base will be? Or did he warn you? Did he say, look, it's going to go a little bit crazy?
No one told me.
Okay, no one told you. Have you had anything?
Nobody said a word.
Okay. Have any weird things happen since you've dipped your toe into that type of fan base?
You know, it's like I never knew how rabid, how insane, how devoted, how committed. They are the definition of what fans should be. They're the ones that made this song. It was the fans that like really just channeled the energy to get it out there first, you know? So I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
All right, well, let's give it a play right now. Steve Aoki on the air with us for a Monday night, teaming up with Louis Tomlinson. More with him in just a second. This is Just Hold On, fresh hits at night at Nova.
Wish that you could build a time machine.
Steve Aoki. Louis Tomlinson, Just Hold On at Nova.
Darling, just hold on.
All right, Monday night, the surge is on. Coming up, going to play a song from Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. I wonder why that's one of the most requested songs so far. I know you want the invite to see him in the Red Room. You know what? Can we please get someone on the phone so we can give away one of those swans? Okay, we'll get someone up on in just a second. But Steve Aoki, man, you and Louis collaborating. How the hell do you two even meet each other?
It was, I play in Vegas a lot, and Louis went to a Calvin Harris show, and that night Calvin Harris canceled. For some reason, I think he was sick or something, and they called me, hey Steve, you want to DJ Calvin's night, you know, because he can't make it. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm in town, let's do this. So I play, and Louis and his friends were at the party, and he followed me on Twitter.
Wow.
The old Twitter worked out.
Sneaky jump into your DMs, and the next minute you two are collaborating together right in the studio.
Exactly. Never underestimate the old Twitter, you know. Like, I mean, social media is moving pretty quick, but Twitter still works.
Steve, question for you. What's the protocol on sneaking into another celebrity's DMs? Like, do you regularly sneak into their DMs? Do you appreciate when they sneak into yours? Or is it kind of like,
of course.
Okay, just sneak in there whenever you
want. If you really need to reach out to someone, you know, a celebrity, so, you know, to work with them, you generally work through their management. But But like with Twitter, you don't really, it's just like communication will just gradually happen if there's a mutual respect there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you never know.
When are you going to be back in Australia?
I was just down there. Hopefully I come down next summer. You never know. I just don't know because, you know, you guys, all your festivals are going away.
They're gone away. I don't know what happened there. I mean, you're the connected man. You're the one who can get into people's DMs, can do something, man. Maybe get your friends together and do your own little pop-up. Hey, pop-up festival. That's the new rage. Just get your crew together and just rock up somewhere and do a show. Hey, man, well, congrats on how well the song is doing. It's called Just Hold On, and we'll see you back here in Australia damn soon, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks for the interview. I'll see you down there.
All right, anytime. Machine Gun Kelly, Camila Cabello on air now for you. This is Bad Things at Nova.
Am I out of my head?
Welcome back. Smallsy Surgery.
Back now.
Yeah, we are for a Monday night. Request lines open, people. You know what the deal is. 13, 24, 10. You call now. The Sunny Life blow up pool / beach toys.
Yeah.
What do we got? We got the watermelon, the cacti, because that's multiple of cactuses. Pineapples, flamingos, swans. You choose what you want. Call right now. Also, New Music Monday. A girl by the name of Sabrina Carpenter. Playing for you before 9 o'clock right now, this guy, Nova's Red Room, Sydney Opera House. Win your invites every night this week, Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill at Nova.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg.
Naked Sexual in the Surge tonight here at Nova. Hey, New Music Monday is on. Stand by, coming up before 9 o'clock. Gonna give you a bit of taste of some brand spanking new songs that are starting to make some waves around the world. I'm gonna play you a new song from a girl by the name of Sabrina Carpenter. Twitter's losing its mind that I'm playing this song. It'll be the first time we've ever played her on Australian radio. Her song called Thumbs on in a few minutes' time. First though, oh, hello. Best opener we've ever had in the show, right? Okay, so I don't know. Today is International Hot and Spicy Food Day. So we're going to do the chili challenge on the show tonight because you know I love to celebrate anything food related. And if there's a chance to celebrate the day of chili. Anyway, so you know the story about chili. You put it on things.
Yep.
It makes things taste better.
Yep.
Some people have no bearing, understand the spiciness on their tongue. Like, I don't understand those people that put on extra hot or just put, like, chili paste on everything. I'm like, are you stupid? But tonight, we'll be doing a chili-related quiz. Producer Zach, hello. Yep. Online Gemma, hello.
Hi.
Okay, so you two will be versing each other. You both got buzzers. Zach, let me hear yours. It'd be appropriate you have the bell. That's all you ever ring in this show. Gemma. Okay. You want to play on behalf of a caller each?
Yes. Yeah.
$250 prize packs are up for grabs.
For us or for them?
No, for the listener.
Damn it.
You are going to be eating chili if you lose.
Oh.
Five questions. 13, 24, 10. What can we do? We can do tickets to the new M. Night Shyamalan movie called Split. We can put in Resident Evil Final Chapter movie tickets, Ministry of Sound's new Ministry of Sound album, also Age of 17 movie passes. 13, 24, 10 if you would like to play the chili quiz, the chili challenge, but these two... Muppets on your behalf, call right now while we get on the fundamentals.
Yay!
And think about it here at Nova.
When all you can do,
picking Duck and Stranger here at Nova.
Stranger, could you walk me?
Alright, still to come tonight, if you want to see Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room, Sydney Opera House, 8:55. Details on how you can win. If you want to win one of those blow up Sunny Life swans or pineapples or watermelons, request a song now. 13, 24, 10 while we play the chili challenge. Today's International Hot and Spicy Food Day. Who doesn't love a bit of spice? Not producer Zach and not online Gemma. Okay, so in the Surge tonight, we're doing the chili challenge. We've got a bottle of Nando's extra bloody hot spicy sauce with my face, yours truly. They did a bottle of it with my face. Let's tweet that out. You are playing on behalf of, hello, Leanne.
Hi, how are you going?
Say hello to online Gemma. She is playing on your behalf tonight.
Hi, online Gemma. How are
Leanne.
You?
All right, hopefully her ring won't be burning tomorrow morning. Let's say hello to Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Smallsy.
Say hello to Zach. Producer Zach is playing on your behalf tonight.
Let's go, Zach.
Hey, Scott, let's do it.
Let's go to the challenge ring of fire. Guys, Your buzzers, please. Zach, your buzzer is...
I just got a whiff of the sauce.
Your buzzer is... Online Gemma. Question one. Chili peppers originated from which country?
Mexico.
Yes, indeed.
Yes!
Zach, you need to take a swig. You need to take a teaspoon of the extra bloody... Here we go, here we go.
Two, one.
It's gonna hurt.
Oh, yeah, he's
Are you alright? You just spit that out.
And you didn't even finish it.
That's not the rules. Lick the spoon clear.
Come on, Zach.
Question two. Rosanda Ocellian Thomas, also known as Chili, was the third member of which 90s R&B girl group?
What?
Online Gemma.
Salt and... No, it's not salt and pepper, is it?
No, it's only two of those. Chili down the hatch, sister. Chili down the hatch.
That's fine.
Oh!
Ooh.
That's... I can see it a little... Are you fine? Is that fine?
Yeah, no, it was fine.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Question.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
You all right? There it is. Question three. Name the three levels of chili hotness available in Bastings at Nando's. That's Zach.
Yep. Mild, hot, and then extra hot, isn't it?
Thank you very much. Gemma down the hatch for number three.
Oh, God.
Question four, Which body part would you not want to touch after chopping fresh chilies? Online Gemma.
I'm just going to go with eyes.
Yeah, I'll give you eyes. I would have taken JJ. Yeah. I would have taken bumhole. I would have taken TV. Zach down the hatch. Will it be Leanne or will it be Scott? The capital of Chile, the country, is what?
I really want to buzz in, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh my God, does anyone want to have a guess? The capital of Chile.
First person to have a guess at least doesn't have to do this down the hatch.
Zach. Go.
I just buzzed so I didn't have to do it. Capital of Chile is... Can I phone a friend?
Santiago. Yeah!
Yes! Yes! Woo!
Zach down the hatch.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh!
In the... Keep it in the mouth. Hey, Leanne.
Yeah.
You're a winner, girl.
Gemma, thank you.
Go, Leanne.
Oh, my God.
Awesome job.
Zach, you're alive. How you feeling? He's going to have a burning ring of fire tomorrow morning. I would not want to be the La Cava family household toilet tomorrow morning. He's going to get damaged. Sage the Gemini. Let's play this. We'll come and check in and see if you're still alive in a second, all right? No water. Hey, no water. Makes it worse.
I can be a lifesaver. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had...
Their album out on Friday. Came out on Friday. I See You. Number one on Apple Music over the weekend and iTunes. They are the XX.
I thought I had you on.
That is on hold. This is Monday Night in the Surge. It is Smallsy here. If you want to score yourself a big blow-up swan or big blow-up watermelon for Australia Day, so you can lay on the pool or by the beach, the sunny, you know, the sunny life that everyone... 13, 24, 10, call right now, request a song for the top 9 at 9 coming up in a few minutes' time. You can win that. Do you want to do some new music right now, though?
Yes.
Let's do this quickly.
Around the world in 60 seconds.
All right, let's go around the world. 60 seconds. Time starts right now. Some songs that are making waves. First up, where are we going? Germany. Germany. This is Sean Paul and Dua Lipa. The song is called No Lie. Number two in Germany right now. Now we're going to the USA. This is Bad and Bougie.
Bad and Bougie. Bad. Cook
in the bed with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, bougie. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie, bad.
Alright, this one from Migos.
My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Top 5 on the USA iTunes, Apple Music is top 20 here in Australia. Bougie meaning a high class. Flossin' and ballin', one who possesses the swag, elite slash rich. Using it in a sentence, my bitch is bad and bougie. Correct?
Bougie is the new word for 2017.
All right, now I want to play you a song that's also massive in the USA. It is like one of the top 50 airplay songs in America. Her name is Sabrina Carpenter. I tweeted about her earlier tonight. My Twitter has been blowing up. She also tweeted me back. Thanks so much. Her song is called Thumbs, written by Shakira and James Bay's people. Let's give it its first Australian radio play around the world in 60 seconds. This is Sabrina Carpenter at Nova.
Somewhere in the world there is a father and a mother.
All right, we gotta get loud.
Smallsy's Top 99.
And we start it right now, 9 o'clock on a Monday. Let's count down these bamboos. Who's going to have the number one most requested song tonight? Friday was Ed Sheeran's Shape of You.
I'm in love with your body.
I can tell you Shape of You and Castle on the Hill are both in the countdown tonight. But will the new Chainsmokers song go to number one? Ooh. I have just been told I have got a bunch of tickets to go see the new Assassin's Creed movie, which is in cinemas now. Also got a bunch of movie passes to go see Resident Evil, the final chapter. If you want to win those bad boys, call 132410 right now. Request a song coming up in just a second. The Hot Minute is on, the big entertainment news stories of the day. The divorce between who?
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
With the latest on that. Oh, I was doing so well. I just didn't know what was coming up in the gossip segment.
I don't want to give it all away now, but no, I can tell you.
let's pretend. Okay. All right, coming up, we're going to find out who's got the number one song, and we're going to do the Hot Minute in just a second. The big entertainment news stories of the day. What's coming up?
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
We're going to find out who got the dogs in the divorce. Andy Grammer, Fresh Eyes, number 9. Oh, that was bad.
I got these fresh eyes. Never seen you before.
Bruno Mars, Beach Smalls. Versace on the floor at 8. Top 9 at 9 for a Monday. Here at Nova, hey, let's do some movie tickets to go check out the new Resident Evil final chapter, or you can go see Assassin's Creed. 132410 call. Let's go to who this?
Alan.
Alan, buddy, I'm going to give you Resident Evil movie tickets, all right?
Yes!
Thank you. It is in cinemas on Australia Day. Enjoy and let's do. Hello, who this?
Annie.
New phone, who this? I can't see your name. Annie, I want to give you Assassin's Creed movie tickets, all right?
Yes, thank you so much.
132410, let's do that again while we do the Hot Minute here at the Big Entertainment News Stories. Roll it.
Celebrity gossip. Yes.
Please welcome Johnny Depp.
Amber Heard.
First up tonight, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. The divorce is now officially finalized. An LA judge has handed over a ruling late Friday afternoon. And here's how it all washes out. Amber is walking away with $7 million. And the dogs. Remember Pistol and Boo that they illegally brought into Australia? Well, Barnaby Joyce never got to put them down. They're alive and kicking, and she has full custody of the animals.
What up? This is Miley Cyrus.
I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently it's all the rage now to have a pot party. So Liam Hemsworth turned the big 27 over the weekend, and Miley Cyrus threw him a joint birthday bash. Apparently it was her little sister Noah's birthday as well, so together they celebrated with marijuana. So not only did guests go and have the chance to smoke at the marijuana bar, but you got a gift bag as well that included giant pizzas and tattoos. Turns out Snoop Dogg finances the whole thing, and you can book it right now.
Hey, I'm Kim Kardashian.
All right, and just a quick Kardashian update for you tonight. Now, you know last week how they arrested all of those guys involved with the Kim Kardashian Paris robbery affair? Well, someone tonight has leaked Kim's statement to police back from October. We're learning a little bit more about what happened in the apartment. Apparently, some of the men that broke in were wearing ski masks and wearing a police uniform. Kim goes on to say that the guy that was wearing the ski mask was the one who stayed with her during the robbery. All right, that's the Hot Minute done for your Monday. Let's roll out top 7 songs. This Pinau, Chameleon, top 9 at 9 here at Nova. All right, let go. Sia at 4 in the top 9 at 9 for a Monday. That is Move Your Body here at Nova. Tomorrow night on the show, you can see Ed Sheeran live in Nova's Red Room on Twitter right now. Hello, Lauren, Michael, Christian, Smallsy, loving the tunes tonight, me and my boys. We're doing a road trip for a Macca's Sunday. Oh, I'm doing clean 17, so I can't eat it, but just get me a double caramel sundae, you know, with the caramel over the top. Do they still do the Oreos there? It's been a long time since I've been done a McFlurry. You know when McFlurries have been around, and you know how they've got the big chunky spoon? I never realised why the spoon was chunky, but that's, they stick it on the machine, and that's what flurries it up. That's why the spoon's so big. They don't do that anymore? Are you kidding? What do you mean? What do you mean they don't do that anymore?
They just put the ice cream in and just squeeze the Oreos on top, and they don't even mix it.
They don't mix it anymore?
No, you have to do that yourself.
You're shitting me.
No,
I hate this place.
I know.
Hey, why even live? Hey, can we play a new late night game?
Yes.
All right, $250 prize packs are up for grabs. 13, 24, 10. If you would like to play, call now.
New phone. Who dis?
Okay, so the game's called New Phone, Who Dis? Rules are pretty simple. Someone calls through, I answer the phone, and then we have to answer the phone together with New Phone, Who Dis? And your job is to guess, is the next caller going to be male or female? Producer Zach, do you want to have a quick go?
All right,
so we have to answer the phone. So you don't look at the phones.
I'm not looking.
Guy or girl? Is it going to be a guy or a girl, the next call we pick up?
Girl.
New Phone, Who Dis? Oh, they hung up.
Hang on.
New phone, who dis? Who this? Who's this? Hello?
I'm Caitlin.
Oh, thanks, Caitlin. But you lose. You said guy, didn't you?
I said girl.
Oh, you win. Sorry, I was not tuning in. You win.
That's a great example of how to play the game, guys.
Does that make sense? Is this working all right? Ratings haven't started yet, have they? No, not yet. They haven't. That's because most of the breakfast shows aren't back. Okay, if you want to play new phone, who dis? 13, 24, 10. It's the first time we've ever tried this out. Could be a rough start, rocky start. It's the off-season, guys. It's the off-season. Amy Shark, A Door at 3. I'm just going to stand with my back hanging off. The number one song globally on iTunes tonight, The Chainsmokers, Paris. Number 2 in tonight's top 9 at 9. Hey, quick heads up for you. Tomorrow night on the show, Andy Grammer. He's got the Fresh Eyes song. He's going to be calling in. Also tomorrow night on the show, Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room, Sydney Opera House. You can win your way in there from 7 o'clock. Tonight's number 1 song, it's an Ed Sheeran track, Castle on the Hill. He's playing in just a second, but can we just play our brand new game for a Monday night?
New phone. Who dis?
It's called New Phone, Who Dis? Hey, who hasn't sent a text message where you get some rando number? New phone, who dis? But it's secretly somebody that you don't want to respond to. Or you want to make them feel like shit. You know when someone texts you and you're just like, I don't like you. New phone, who dis? Oh, I deleted your number. Sorry. Hey, Chris.
Yo.
Mate, welcome to New Phone, Who Dis?
How's it going?
Mate, we're very good. The rules are very simple. We're going to together answer the lines that are ringing here at Nova. You have to guess, is it a guy? Is it a girl on the other end? For every time you get it right, you win a prize. If you want to continue to move on, we're going to try and get your prize jackpot to a $250 prize pack. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Line 1, is it going to be a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Hello, Nova. New phone. Who dis?
It's Katie.
Oh, yes, it is Katie. All right, Chris, well done, mate. You've got yourself tickets to go see the new XXX Return of Xander Cage movie. Would you like to play on and do it again?
Yes, I would.
Guy or a girl?
We'll go girl again.
Girl again. Hello, Nova. New phone. Who dis?
Maddie.
It's Maddie. Dance right. It's Maddie. All right, bro. I'm now going to give you tickets to the Split movie, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, which is in Cinemas Australia Day. Do you want to play on again, sir?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Guy or girl, lock it in, Chris.
We'll go girl again.
All right, you're on a roll with these letters. Hello, new phone, who dis? Hello, Nova.
Dave.
Oh, it's Dave. Yeah, right. Oh! I'm sorry, Chris.
Like it went well.
Sorry, Chris. Dave-o, you, mate, are going to score yourselves $200 worth of prizes!
Fantastic.
Mate,
thank you very much.
New phone, who dis? I wonder if we'll be back next week. I don't know.
Counting down.
Smallsies Top 9 at 9.
Ready?
Recap.
All right, there you go. That's tonight's Top 9 Recap. Standby number one song you've been requesting tonight. Surprise, surprise, Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, on air for you next. Milky Chance, Cocoon here at Nova.
In the stadium.
All right, that's the surge done, dusted for Monday. Thank you, people. Ed Sheeran fans who are blowing up my mentions on the Twitter or on Facebook, Instagram tonight. I think I'm going to draw a winner tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Go to my Instagram. Comment your name and your state, and then you can win. Tomorrow night, this guy's on.
So suddenly, I'm in love with a stranger. I can't believe she's
Andy Grammer, found busking on the Santa Monica Pier. His new song, Fresh Eyes. He's calling in tomorrow night. Plus, Ed Sheeran, Red Room invites. And what else? Oh, that's all more blow-up dolls. Not dolls, no, what? Swans. Blow-up swan. More blow-up swans, people. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Miss anything? Head to novafm.com.au and remember, you can talk to Smallsy anytime. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Smallsy. Smallsy Surgery is now officially closed.
You've been listening to the Smallsy Surgery Podcast. Listen in real time, weeknights 7 p.m. only on Nova.